we are up to Perek Chaf Beis. We are in the middle of. Perek Chaf Gimel. Perek Chaf Gimel is a very hard, is a very long, difficult Perek. Okay, so yesterday we concluded all the Mefarshim with the name of Mashiach. Zeshma Shayik Olah Hashem Tzidkenu. Okay, it's a really, 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 very fascinating, very important section of Yirmiyah, this psukim that we learned yesterday. Again, Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Hey. We mentioned the Zeshma Shayikru O Hashem Tzidkenu, the name of Mashiach. This pasuk we quote is incorporated into the Nusach HaTfilah. Those who say the various tefillah is bakasha is for the Medinas Yisrael, they quote this pasuk. If it's not this pasuk, it's another pasuk which has the same exact words. The Yamav Tivasha Yehuda the Yisrael Yishkon Lovetach. Doesn't that sound familiar? No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Dr. Fuch, doesn't sound familiar.
Sorry, not
what? In Kingsway. In Kingsway, you're not paying attention when they say the tefillah l'shloim hamedina.
We do say, yes.
B'yamav tivashai Yehuda v'Yisrael yishkon levetach. You never heard that before?
There might be a different version.
You don't hear that? No? Okay, I used to say the Mishaberach for many years. Not many years, a couple of years. I used to be the one.
We do the art scroll.
The art, yeah, so that's what it says in the art scroll. This is what the RCA. The art scroll, the RCA edition. Is the only difference between the RCA edition and the regular edition is there are only two differences. It has the Mishaberach for the Shlom HaMedina and has the Kelmale for the Kedoshim. That's the only difference. Or not, maybe for the Kedoshim of the Tzahal. I'm not. No, they made a special. That's why it's the RCA edition. Okay, but this pasuk is that nusach is drawn from this pasuk, and then mentions v'zeshmo asher yikro Hashem tzidkenu. Before it said back in pasuk, in the beginning of the pasuk, it says his name is going to be Hakimosi l'David tzemach tzadik. There, Bechol just walked out, but he reminded me of something that we mentioned once before, and I actually quoted over here in the art scroll is that the letters of man tzipach. The letters in the Aleph Beis, that the end letters of the Aleph Beis, Ban Sipach, Mem, the Mem Sofis, the Nun Sofis, the Tzadi Sofis, the Pei Sofis, the Chav Sofis, these letters are in Chazal, we allude to redemption. Man Sipach, Man Amarum, Tzofim Amarum. The Gemara says, who is the one that invented? It shouldn't really be invented, but the one that reinstituted or reminded Klal Yisrael that you should recite the Man Sabach. You have the sitter?
No, but I asked an expert, and he says there is a version which incorporates part of the puzzle.
Right, right.
But a phrase or something like that. But
so you have the nusach in front of you?
No.
You don't have it in front of you? I'm positive.
I asked an expert.
B'yamav tivashah yudav yisro yishko levetach. Uvo letzion goyal v'noymar omein. It's the very end. Okay. In any event, there is over here the Man Sipach. I'm calling one of yes, the Man Sipach. Seifim Amorum. The end letters of the Aleph Beis. The Mem Seifis, the Nun Seifis, the Tzadi Seifis, the Pei Seifis, the Chav Seifis, Man Sipach. The one that reminded us and encouraged us to recite these letters, why were the Tzayfim? The Tzayfim referred to the Nevi'im, the prophets. And the reason why the prophets are associated specifically with these end letters, because the end letter refers to the end of days. We have to remember the Aleph Beis are the building blocks of creation. Hashem created this world with the letters, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. And in the Aleph Beis alludes to the entire story and history of the world. And if it does exist such a thing in the Aleph Beis letters that are only used at the end of a word, that automatically means that these letters, these end letters, refer to the end of creation. The world is in a constant state of creation. The world is evolving. And the world creation will be concluded when the world will come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the coming of Mashiach. So the world is in a constant state of expanding, of evolving. to reach a point where there is awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The end letters of the Aleph Beis allude to the end of creation. If there's something called an end, letters that are only used at the end of a word, end of a sequence, that means that this letter only comes into play when you have achieved, you reach your goal, you reach the very, very end. Therefore, the Man Tzipach alludes to kufos in history of redemption. And therefore, for example, the mem is ki otzamta mimenu. Ki otzamta mimenu, that was said concerning Yitzchak. Yitzchak was, Yitzchak ki otzamta mimenu, Avimelech said to Yitzchak, get out of here. Get out of the land of Pelishtim. Ki otzamta mimenu ma'od, you are too mighty. So there's the syllable of the mem syllable is expressed doubly. Ki otzamta, what did I think about? Ki otzamta mimenu, mi menu, there are two mems. The two mems, the mimenu. Chazal see this moment in time. This was a seminal moment in time where the Plishtim came to recognize the greatness of Yitzchak. The world achieved, this is Mais Avos Simlabanim, the world achieved a state, a significant state, where there was an awareness that Yitzchak, the progeny of Avraham Avinu, is different. Ki atzamta minenu admo, you are much more, you are mightier than us. We recognize that those people that follow in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, indeed they are better. Okay, that's the mem. The nun is the how can I forget all these things already? The nun is do you remember Michal? No, not the Nebuchadnezzar. The nun is an event of will come to me in a moment. Okay, let's wait. The pay is pokod pokadati. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael, he said pokod pokadati, and that obviously is a moment of redemption. Hashem is coming to redeem the Jewish people. The chaf is lech lecha, the double syllable of the cha. The emphasis of that expression, lecha, here again is a moment of redemption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, I'm going to give you the land of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the nun of Mechol is going to remember in a moment. But what about the tzadi? The tzadi refers to an event that has not yet happened. Tzvi latzadik. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Tzvi latzadik. Hashem, it's a request. Do the will. Tzvi means Eretz Hatzvi, the land of desire. Hashem, Yeshaya is being mispalel. Hashem, fulfill the desire of the tzadik. Who is the tzadik in the pasuk in Yeshaya? The Melech HaMashiach. Do his desire and bring the world to a state of redemption. Here we have a reference to that. This is what it says in the. You know who he they stole the suit of David Cohn. Of David Cohn from over here on Coney Island Avenue. From his Agada. That's what it says over here as well. Tzemach Tzadik. Here in Yirmiyah's version of Mashiach, Yirmiyah sees v'hakimaisi l'David, a Tzemach Tzadik, a sprout that is a Tzadik. And the Tzemach Tzadik, again, the two Tzadiks, the two which represent to the Tzvi La Tzadik. Okay. Did we do the Radak yesterday? I don't remember. I don't think we did the Radak. We did not do the Radak. So let's do the Radak right now. Okay, these psukim, we were starting with Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey and Vavtu psukim. Hey, hine yom bom tzemach tzadik, zeu ha-mashiach. The sprout of the tzadik is Mashiach. V'karo tzemach, sheyeh tzeiso bo'olam ki tzeisemach ha-sodesh, shehi revava. He says something here very, very fascinating. Mashiach is going to come in a time when there are going to be many tzadikim in the world. In other words, he's going to be one of many. They're conflicting Mamari Chazal as to what the world will look like at the time when Mashiach comes. And this version, he's called the Tzemach, a blade of grass. A blade of grass does not grow in isolation. A blade of grass grows together on a lawn, on an open area where there are many blades of grass. So the Radak over here says that the Mashiach is going to come at a time when there are going to be many tzaddikim in this world, but he will stand head and shoulders above and beyond all of the other tzaddikim. One more time. Yeah, I mean, maybe, yeah. Maybe that's machlokes. So Darshkul Zagad, Darshkul Chayif. In this version of Yirmiyah, it's going to be a dar shekula zakai, a generation where everyone is a tzaddik. So look at the words one more time. The karut tzemach sheyet seisa ba'olam kitzeis tzemach hasade shehi revava, like a blade in the field where there is a revava, there is an abundance. There are thousands of blades of grass, and Mashiach will just be one of them. Kein b'yos tzaddik, so too. When he will be a tzaddik, yiyu imo tzaddikim roiv ha'olam. The majority of the world will be tzaddikim. Like you said, a dar shekulo zakai. Kamo shenema yifrach b'yom of tzaddik, it will blossom in his days, a tzaddik, v'omar, v'achiyach la'amim rabim, and will give musar to the nations, to the great nations. Okay, so this is a reference of this is putting over here the different expressions where he's going to blossom, and that's the way Mashiach's going to look at his when he comes. Now it says here a double expression, Molach Melech, he will be a double king. Omar HaKefel L'Chazek HaPu'ula, the reason why it says king in a double expression is in order to mechazek the expression, ki b'zuchar ha'pu'ula Hashem nizkar ima, when you mention the pu'ula, the verb, when you turn, when you convert a noun into a verb, you also have to mention the noun. So that's why they have the same word, molach melech. Molach means he will rule as a king. One word is the verb, and the other word is the noun. Uvizuchor acherech Hashem hu lechazek molman boitzei betza botza, in order to gain, to seek profit. May hamtir olav motar, to cause rain to descend upon the earth. Kol bogdei vogid, all those who act treacherously. V'chein umolach melech, ki b'amroi umolach. Once it says the word umolach, he will rule, we automatically know what he's going to do. The word umolach, the verb form of the word, automatically implies that is going to be a noun of a king. Yedanu shuhu melech. Uvehoisifoi melech. And the fact that we have to add the word melech, hu lechazek hamalchu shetia malchusa b'chol oretz lo b'yishol levad, k'mosh amar lov u'moshlom yom v'ad yom u'minohor v'ad avz oretz, from sea to shining sea. The Melech HaMashiach is not going to rule only over Eretz Yisrael. This was going to be the difference between the Malchus of Mashiach versus the Malchus that we had in the past of David, is that he will rule over the entire world. And that is the reason why the Pasuk is repeating, is emphasizing the Malchus with the repetition according to the parish of the Radak. The Hiskil, we had this so many times, Rashi already told us, V'yatzliach, Hiskil is a word that means success. V'chein targum yonison, V'yatzlach, V'chein v'yidavul chodorach of maskil, V'achareyem zulosoy, and others. Others are similar to this.
Yeah, now, there are other cases
like this. Now, it's interesting, the reason why over here it says his skill means hitzliach is it parallels what it says in reference to Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin was the ultimate lo yitzlach, a person that will not be successful. He was cursed that he will die ariri, and he will not be successful. Here, the pasuk goes on to say that ultimately his seed, his zera, will be his skill, which is even a more powerful word than success. But it's coming, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has come to say that it's only a yerida shetzarech aliyah. It's a temporary descent, and the malchus of Klai, ultimately there will be a rebound. Yeah? He seems to argue. So let me see. Melech Yimlech Al Yisrael. Okay, very good. He's saying only on Klal Yisrael. Very good. So Einachanami.
What's going to do with the rest of the nations?
The rest doesn't say. It's a big mystery. Everything is all speculation, conjecture. What's it going to be like when Mashiach comes? I don't know. So Einachanami, you made a good point that here it appears to Machlokes, the Mitzudos, and the Radak. Will he be Melech over the entire world? Pasig va b'yamav. And then we name Zeshmo Asher Yikru Hashem Tzidkenu. What is his name? The Yamam Zeshmo Asher Yikru Hashem Tzidkenu. Yisrael Yikru Hamashiach Bezeh Hashem. They will call Mashiach by this name Hashem Tzidkenu. What does that mean? Hashem Tzidkenu. They're not going to call him God. This pasuk is a bit misleading. We discussed this yesterday. It's a bit misleading. Lefish Yamav Yitz Yiyeh Tzedek Hashem Lanu Kiyum Tamid. Now he translates this to mean that Hashem's righteousness will be with us tamid. Hashem will be with us. Hashem tzidkenu. The tzedek of Hashem, the righteousness, the kindness, the goodness of Hashem will be with us constantly. We will not fear that Hashem will leave us. Lo yosser. V'zeh akri al derech akriya shekarim momosh rabbeinu olav hashalom esbech Hashem. Nisi, we find, the Radak is coming to point out that we find many times in Tanakh where an individual calls an object or a person by Hashem's name. Moshe called the Mizbeach Hashem Nisi. Hashem is either my banner or Hashem is my miracle. So he's calling an object. He's calling an object by the name of Hashem. Furthermore, V'kar Yaakov l'mizbech kel Elokei Yisrael. Yaakov also called a mizbech by Hashem's name. Kolecha l'fi in Yanoi Hanim Sabo. All depending on the context, why they named it with its specific title. V'chein v'shem uir min miyoyim Hashem Shama. The name of Yerushalayim, Yechezkel calls it Hashem is there. Fine. So therefore, that's what it means. The name of Mashiach is going to be Hashem Tzidkenu. Hashem's Tzedek is Imanu. Notice that that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, Hashem Matstik Oysanu B'yomav Shalzeh. Rashi learns Hashem, when it says Hashem Tzidkenu, what it means, Hashem will make us righteous. It doesn't mean that Hashem will be with us. Hashem's righteousness will be here. Hashem's Shechina will not depart. According to Rashi, Rashi means that Hashem will work with us. There's going to be amelus. There's going to be effort being put in by us in order to become righteous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist us in becoming righteous. The Yonasam Tergim Hevyon Koran Lei. The Goymer Kibamud Yonasan says the same thing, that it's going to, we're going to call him, we're going to call the Mashiach by this name. Okay, fine. Now we go to the next two psukim. Next two psukim we had already had before. These psukim we had in Peret Zayin, we had Kimad, the exact same words. There is repetition. Lachain, therefore, Hine Yamim Boyim Nu Um Hashem. There are days that are coming. As Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, no longer will we say Hashem Zecher LiYitzias Mitzrayim. We're no longer going to refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather Kiim Chai Hashem. When a person will make a shu, they will say, "I swear by Hashem's name, Asher He'Allah, VeAsher Hevi." He brought forth, he brought up, and he brought forth as Zera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Safoina, from the north. The north refers from Galus Bavel. When we call Haratzos Asher He Dachtim Sham, that Hashem has scattered them, has pushed them Sham. And he has returned them to their land, which indicates that the miracles that will occur at the time of the coming of Mashiach will eclipse the miracles that happen at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there is a machloek, as we mentioned this when we learned this psukim last time, Perek Tezvav, Perek Tezayin. Does this mean to say that we will completely omit any mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Every time we'll daven, we'll say Zecher L'Gulas, L'Gula of Golos? Or does it mean that no, we're going to say both? It's just the Igor is going to be the redemption from Golos, and the Tofel will be the redemption from Mitzrayim. And that indeed is the Gemara's Naskana. And we say this in the Haggadah. Lo izuchisi sheteomer yitzias Mitzrayim ba'leilos ad shadorsha ben zoyma. Shnemar l'mantizka siyom tzeitzcha mi'eretz from kol yimei chayecha hayomim. Kol yimei chayecha halelos, v'chachamim oimrim yimei chayecha olam hazeh, kol yimei chayecha lahavi yimos hamashiach. So that Maimon Chazal ties in 100% into this. The Chachamim's opinion ties in 100% into these psukim pasuk zayin and ches, because even if you take these psukim pasuk zayin and ches, it would indicate that when Mashiach comes, there will be no mention whatsoever of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The miracles will be so magnificent, it's not going to be. We're not going to mention it. No, being that it says according to the Chachamim, lahavi yimos hamashiach yimei chayecha yom kol yimei. The call is coming to be Marbi Mos HaMashiach. We are forced to interpret this pasuk here in pasuk Zayin and Ches to mean that it's not going to be the Ikor, but it's still going to be mentioned. Okay, let's now see over here the Mefarshim is very easy. Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches and the Mitzudas Tavil Chayin. Therefore, Hilton Tzagula Ahitia Chashuva Kol Kach. It will be so significant. Lo Yomer Od B'Shvua Sam Chay Hashem Asher Hilo Meretz Mitzrayim. No longer will a person, when he makes a Shvua, need to say Chay Hashem of Mitzrayim. They will say Chay Hashem of the Gula. Notice that there's going to be a need to make a Shvua. Interesting. Why would there be a need to make an oath when Mashiach comes? What shvua? Everyone's going to be so honest in business. Why would you need to make an oath? What is going to be the shvua? I don't know, but it's an interesting point. A shvua will still be made. Next, kiyem ki oz yamu b'shvua sam chayashem asher hela be'etsham b'shvua m'sharim sharotzos ki agula hi dizoch yosef b'fi anoshem l'fi marbes hachashivus v'guula will be mentioned b'fi anoshem. Lefi marbis hachashivus, due to the importance. Hidachtim. What does it mean, hidachtim? Hidachti oisam, I have pressed them. Now, the one that is speaking here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are going to change the expression. Hashem is speaking to himself. Avalheim, but when we recite this, we're going to change the grammar of the pasuk. Avalheim yoimu hidach oisam, sham. When we recite this concerning ourselves. Hashem, when he recites this, he concerns this from his perspective. But when we are going to recite this pasuk, we're going to change the grammar to make it perfect, to make it consistent with, as if when we refer to ourselves, that we're going to thank Hashem that has redeemed us from the galus and has restored us from all the places from where he has exiled us. The Ashuvu Ken Yamu B'Shavuasam, so will they say in their oath. Again, this is a quote. When they're going to make a quote, they're going to say, I swear by Hashem's name. And who is Hashem? He is the one Hela of Hashahavi Azer Basis Shom Yaris Mishofanim Mikol Aratzois, Asher, which he diach oisam. We're going to change it to the words Asher, where he diach, he pushed oisam them. The Yashuvu, v'heshivu av heshivu al admosa. Okay. The Yashuvu kenyam b'shuasam chayashem asher hella v'heima yoshvim al admosa. Now when the shuvu will be made in the future days, they will be living on the land.
That's part of the shuvu.
Is that part of the words of shuvu? Is it grammatically correct? He's saying Asher Hidach Asher, the Mitzvah says we call her to Rots Asher Hidiach Oisam.
Well, the Yashuv is a future tense, right?
So you have to change it to the past tense, not the Yashuv in the future tense, so then the Heshivu in the past tense.
Or present tense,
Yoshim. Okay, so it will be changed either to the present tense or the past tense, but it's not going to be in the future tense of Yashuvu, just like the word Asher Hidachtim is inappropriate, but rather Asher Hidiach Oisam, that Hashem has pushed them, exiled them. Okay, there is no Rashi. Radak is very short. Radak says pasuk zayin l'chanifar elish ne'apsukim nemulamala. We already had these psukim before, exactly the same psukim before. Elish sheish b'neim shnei shinui ma'at b'ktsas hamilos. There are very minor differences. Kichenu hamikol lichvol milin psukim b'milashenos. So inyan echad. It is common when psukim are repeated. The akafu b'chamokim l'chazik. The reason why it's repeated is to strengthen the inyan. The kraperashnu elo psukim l'malah b'mukam. We already explained this back in Parak Tez Zayin. Okay, now we begin a new theme. Now the next, this is a very long parak. Parak of Gimel is a long parak, and it's hard. There are some very hard psukim, very hard psukim in coming up in the next section. Hashem once again is repeating his complaint, is complaining bitterly about the Nevi'ei Sheker. He's complaining that these Nevi Sheker, they have misled, misguided Klal Yisrael. They bear responsibility for the loss of the Churban of Klal Yisrael. So here we go. La Nevi'im Nishbar, concerning the Nevi'im. Yirmiyah speaking, but Yirmiyah speaking the name of Hashem, concerning the Nevi'im, the Nevi'im Sheker, Nishbar Libi V'Kirbi. My heart is broken. My heart is broken. Look what these false prophets, look what they have done. Corrupt leadership. Look what it has brought for Klal Yisrael. Rochafu kol atzmosai. All of my bones are shaking. The word rochafu is an unusual word. Rashi will tell us it comes from the expression of a Eim roivetzes al habonim. That's going to be next week's parash. When a chicken, a bird hovers over its eggs, it hovers. When it hovers, it shakes. It shakes when it's trying to land. So when you look at it, it's shaking about. So here we have the word rochafu kol atzmos. All of my bones are shaking. Hayisikir shikar. I become like a man who is drunk. Uchgever, like a person of ro yoyin, who wine has overcome, has been overtaken by wine. Mibnei because Hashem, mibnei divrei kacho. What do you mean mibnei Hashem? Because Hashem's name has been profaned. Mibnei divrei kacho. Hashem's holy words have been perverted. So it's a very powerful idea, because indeed that is really what today we are going up against. Today, unfortunately, conservative Reform Judaism and those even worse are taking what is holy and have made it profane. There is a corruption, there is a desanctification, a perversion of what is truly holy. And for this, yeah.
In what context is this Jeremiah?
Yes, Jeremiah speaking.
So
yes.
I thought he tried this reasoning with Kodesh Baruch Hu before, but Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't buy it.
He's trying to be Mulamei Tzchus. Hashem says in the next psukim, we have that as well, is that he goes on to berate the people as well for being fools and not seeing through all the charade. Inachnami. But the one that the primary targets of his criticism are the leaders. The leaders made it too easy for the people to be nichshol and averos. If the leaders would, he calls them the nevi'ei sheker. La nevi'im are the nevi'im nevi'ei sheker. He's calling it's Jewish leadership. He's basically saying, if you want to take this and translate this into our day and age, he's saying when the leadership is corrupt. And leadership is corrupt. What is the source of the corruption? The corruptness. They take Hashem and they take His holy words and they desanctify it. They pervert it. And they don't strike it from the record. They don't destroy it. They just say this is what it really means when it says in the Torah, "Don't steal." It doesn't mean literally don't steal. Don't get caught. That's what it means. That's what it means. So when the leaders, they tell you things like that, you know you are in trouble. And he describes here, it's interesting, you know, it was always gzuntayt, repetition. The repetition, four different things. Nishbar, libi, bikirbi. There, obviously, there's a lot of depth in these four different things that he says. Number one, my heart is broken. Number two, my bones shake. Number three, I'm drunk. Number four, I've been overcome by wine. I'm assuming that being drunk, shikar, is not the same thing as gever alvaro yoyin. There's one thing when you're drunk, when your mind is loose. It depends when you're drinking. And then there's another thing, alvaro yoyin, wine has gone through your system. There are different madrigos, different effects wine has upon the mind. So he says over here, you know, there's the etzem and the basar, the flesh and the bone. The lave is the king of all flesh. The lave is the heart, is muscle, it's basar. And then the bones, the heart has been broken, the bones have been shaking, and there's shikar and there is avaroyoyin, because Hashem's name has been profaned and His holy words have been perverted. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos David. Pasik.
Actually, the problem says that this is, now he's directing it against the Nevi'im. Before he directed it against the Ro'im, which were
the leaders.
Those were the leaders.
Some of the Mepharshim actually say that the Rohan with the Nevi'ei Sheker also. So different interpretations. There are different types, all different levels of leaders. Many different madregas in Jewish leadership. Let's say the Mitzvot of the Nevi'im, ba'avur Nevi'ei Sheker. Because of the Nevi'ei Sheker, nishbar libi b'kibi b'chol atzmosai no'im v'nodim, all of my bones are shaking. V'ani mebulbul b'tzar. I am confused in pain, like ish shikar. And then he doesn't explain this. Uchegever, like a person that sure hayayin ovar olav leschazek mimenu, wine has overtaken him, has been is prevailed upon him, levalbel mocho, to confuse his mind. His mind is no longer, he can no longer walk a straight line because of what has happened. Bibnei Hashem. Now these words, if not for the mitzvah stuff, we really would not know what these words mean. Bibnei Hashem, you have to add in some words into the pasuk. Ritzon Eloimar. The mitzvah is saying Ritzon Eloimar means watch out. You have to know what these words mean. Kol hatzar hazehu alai bibnei Hashem shohoyo michulol. Hashem's name has been profaned. Al yidei hanim ila, due to these false prophets. Bibnei direi kacho shehema michulolim al pihem. The holy words of Hashem have been profaned through the mouths of the Nevi'ei Sheker. Let's see Rashi. Rashi teaches the word Rashi explains concerning, because of the words of the Nevi'im Ha'imrim Shalom Yiyalochem, the false prophets who claim peace will be to you, Nishbar Levi, that's why my heart is broken. And then we come to this hard word of Rochafu. It shakes. It's a very unusual word. Holchem v'no'im kikanfei tzipor hamerachef al kino. It hovers. Merachef means hovering. And when a bird hovers over its nest, it shakes because it's impossible for it to be still. Flaps its wings. It vibrates. It's flapping its wings. So therefore, it gives you the impression that it's shaking. And that's the word we're choosing here, Rochafu al kolatz mosai. And we have here a French word, Remachol, what does it mean?
Tremble.
To tremble. Okay, very good.
Tremble.
Tremble. Interesting. Now, it's interesting over here. Now, you know, you have, I don't see anyone that says this, but it's interesting that you do, you have over here over and over, you have many, many words, the Mepharshim, they try to find a silver lining. Like when it says in Hashem, I'm going to destroy you, I'm not going to totally destroy you. There's always like a silver lining. The word Rochafu Kolatz Mosai, you know, it's bringing up the image of the Kan Sipar. And the Kan Sipar, Chazal tell us, is a reference to the coming of Mashiach. Even though we don't have no understanding of why Hashem told us to mekayim the mitzvah of shaleach tishalach esoim v'yesabonim tikach loch, but Chazal say when you send away the mother bird and you take the eggs or the chicks for yourself, and the mother bird comes back and sees that its eggs or chicks are missing, it's filled with enormous tsar, and it cries to Hashem. It goes and it cries to Hashem. Hashem hears the cry of this bird, and the unique cry of this bird arouses rachamim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, just as I feel the pain of the mother bird, I feel the pain of Klal Yisrael who is in Golus. How does that work? We don't know how that works. What does that mean exactly? But this is what it says in Chazal. So it's very interesting over here that over here when he's describing, Yirmiyah is describing the churban of what's going to happen, he's using a word, as Rashi says, is unique to the concept of ki yikare kan sipar, and you see the aim, revetzes al habanim, you see the mother is hovering over the children, send her away. We're injecting this, even in the churban there's going to be some zikara in the pekida. Hashem will ultimately remember us and bring the geula. Let's see the Radak. One more words of Rashi. Mimnei Hashem shani shamea mimenu gezeiro rohozos. So notice the Rashi is also tackling these difficult words. Whereas the Mitzudos taught us Mimnei Hashem means Hashem's name has been profaned. That's what we say Kaddish. Yiskadal v'yiskada shmei rabba. The whole Kaddish is in Aramaic, and the purpose of Kaddish is in order to restore, to make Hashem's name great once again. That's what the Mitzudos explained. Bibnei Hashem. Hashem's name has been degraded. But that's not what Rashi says. Bibnei Hashem refers to the gezera that I've heard come forth from Hashem, that there will be a churban. So there's a machloik between Rashi and the Mitzudos. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak pasik tes lanadim ba'avur. Everyone is on the same page when it comes to the translation of the word lanadim concerning the harsh words of the Nevi'e Sheker, Bavur, Nevi'e HaSheker, Shehem Matim Yisrael, they mislead, misguide Klal Yisrael, Kilulei Heim, Shehem Oimim Shehem Nevi'im, Udvar HaShemitam, he's saying over here something very shocking, the Radak, if not for bad leadership, people have a tendency to be good. Would you believe that? Is that really true? Hayu Yisrael shavim b'shuva b'teichachos nevi'o emes. If not for the fact that there are corrupt leaders out there that are misleading them, the people naturally would listen to me, Yirmiyah says. They would listen to me and they would do tshuva. Avalheim mat'im oisam, but the nevi'e sheker, they mislead them. V'yoyim lohem asu ish ketav aslim, do whatever you want. Ki dvar Hashem lo'anu shelo tov yalechem ra. We also hear the word of God. Hashem has told us that everything is going to be peaceful. Something to worry about. So if not for the Nevi'e Sheker, the people would naturally listen to the Nevi'e Yemes and do teshuva.
It's like in America, most American Jews are Ketinik Shenishba because the Reformed rabbis are the ones who are
misguiding them. Misguiding them. Interesting. That's the big question. Is a person... This he's saying over here something that's very, very, very shocking because this is a very big debate. Is a person naturally a good person? What's a person's natural tendency? If you do not have any chinuch, a person would just be left wild, like weeds, to just grow up without any discipline, any education, would a person be naturally a good person, or would a person be an evil ish esrei chayim below? So I think most of the Amar Chazal indicate you a person would be no good. Ki yitzer leiv ha'adam ra min uraf elmolei moira ish esrei chayim below.
That's certainly mankind in general.
Yeah.
The question is, can you argue that Jews are somehow
better?
Better, no, I don't think so.
We're outside the picture of Kiyetz or Leif Adam. The Nevi MS. It's not that it's natural. There are still the Nevi MS would be able to accomplish. But the Nevi MS are up against an enemy. People who are misleading them. All right, Nechanami, very interesting. You study, you study early American history and you see the battle of the Rabbanim, exactly what you say, the reform, the influence of the Rabbanim who came from Europe. They were trying to convince people to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos versus the conservative and reform leadership that were trying to sway the pendulum in the other direction. And a lot of people were lost. Rochafu. What does it mean, this unusual word Rochafu? It means hisnoididu. It means to shake. The chain min ha-kaved. Now I'm assuming this kaved over here means a harsh kaved. Doesn't mean liver. I think over here kaved over here means, it means a, there's no more left, maybe on the shelf, this one over there on there. The kaved over here means a kaved over here. I think it means a harsher expression. Kaved means it's more intense expression. Merachefes al pnei hamayim. We have this expression, Hashem's shechina when the world was created was hovering al pnei hamayim. Uchegeder avru yayin, like a person upon which wine has passed through. Avru lov yayin klemar shagavru lov vinish taker. A person had too much to drink. The Eino Yodea Mayasa does not know what to do. Kein Hayisim Bnei Hashem, Hashem Shu Mechulul Al Yidei Hanavim Ha'ila. So too, I have been distraught. All these four expressions, my heart, my bones, Shikar, Gever, Avar Yoyin, has come upon me because of Al Yidei, the Mechulul, Shu Mechulul Al Yidei Hanavim Ha'ila. These false prophets have corrupted, have desecrated, has misguided the Klal Yisrael. They lie. They lie and they say that Hashem spoke to them and it's totally not true. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk says, Kimin Afim Molaretz. Again, Momoser. The earth is filled with adulterers. Now, when it says here adulterers, it doesn't necessarily mean people that are engaged in Gili Arayas Mamish. It means people that worship idols. As we had this before, is that especially when we learned which safe.
Let's
is minus
in the form of infidelity.
Infidelity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn Mishlei over and over. The Isha Zona, according to Rashi, Isha Zona was over like 100 times. As always, Avodah Zara. The infidelity towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki mino afim bal ha'aretz, the earth is filled with adulterers. Now he goes on to explain why the world will be destroyed, ki b'bnei Allah, because the false oaths of Allah ha'aretz, the earth will mourn, the earth has become death, in the past tense, of Allah ha'aretz, yavshu ne'ois midbar, the pastures of the desert has dried up. And this is a very frightening thing. People, they're running. Everyone is running. You ever go out during rush hour? There's so many cars. Where is everyone running? Where is everyone going? Running, the rat race. Everyone is running. What are they running for? It says here they're running ra'ah. The common denominator, they're running to do averos. I'm not saying that about today, Hashem. I'm just saying, oh, just kidding. Everyone is running. Ugvurasam. And their gvura, in other words, everyone, their confidence is, now here's an expression, loy kain. Kain means binos tzlofchad, kain binos tzlofchad dovros. Kain, what does it mean, kain? Correct. The binos tzlofchad have spoken correctly. Kain. Kain means correct. Hashem said to Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, what's going to be with these women? They also want a nachal in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said they have spoken correctly. They are entitled to a nachal in Eretz Yisrael. So here also, we are upright men. The brother said to Yosef, don't accuse us of being meraglim. We are upright people. So here it says, some low Cain. They're not. The gevura of the people living at the time of the Churban is low Cain. They are not upright people. It is incorrect. Let's do another pasuk. The prophet, meaning the Navi over here refers to the Navi Sheker. The Koyin of Avodah Zarah, Chonefu, they have flattered the people. They told the people what they want to hear, not the truth. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, I have discovered an idol. Menashe and Omoin had the chutzpah to erect an idol inside the Beis HaMikdash. Menashe put it in the Heichel. His son Omoin went further and put the idol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lachain, therefore, what's going to be Yehi Darkam Lohem? Now here Hashem, what's going to be the punishment for these people? Their Derech Lohem will be Kachalak Lakois Bo'afeilah. It'll be slippery slope in the darkness. Yidachu, and they will be pushed. They will fall. They will be pushed. V'nafluva, they will fall on it. Ki avi aleim ra'ah, I will bring upon them evil. Shnas bikudasam num Hashem, the evil will come in the year of their visitation, and the year when Hashem says, I'm going to visit upon them their evil deeds, they're going to get what they deserve. Now before we read everything inside, I just want to explain over here this expression. The word chalak lakois means to slip. Chalak means smooth. It's smooth. And when something is smooth, there is and the fact that it's chalak, there is in the same one word, it's repeated twice, like yirakrak. Yirakrak means it's not just green. Yirak, it's very green. It's not just adamdam. It's not just red. It's very red. Deep red. So whenever you have a repetition, kachalaklakos, it's extremely slippery. Then it also says, ba'afel, it's pitch black dark. If it's pitch black dark outside, there is no moonlight, and there are no city lights, you're going to slip even if the road is paved, even if the road is not slippery. So al achas kama v'kama, when the road is slippery, you'll slip when it's daylight, and you would slip if the road is not slippery, if it's pitch black dark, al achas kama v'kama, when both of them are together. The road is slippery, and it's also pitch black dark outside, and to make matters worse, to add insult to injury, someone is giving you a shove. If you walk on a slippery, walk on the ice, and so you'll slip no matter what. If someone will push you, You'll slip even if it's not the ice, even if you're walking on the concrete. If it's pitch black dark, you're also going to trip. If someone's going to push you, you'll trip when it's you'll trip when you have all three together. You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance when the road is chalaklakos, when the road is afela, and when yidach, or when someone's coming to push you. This tripling expression, the mefarshim all they say the common denominator is it's coming to show you're not going to have a chance when the time of churban comes. You're not going to find for yourself a derech. Isn't that always the terminology when a person finds themselves in a difficult matzav? In a difficult matzav, all right, fine, but we have to have a plan. We have to have a derech. As long as we have a strategy, we're okay. We can be in the worst scenario. The worst scenario, we have a strategy, we have a plan, we'll be able to get out of this. There's no hope. The road, the only road out of your misery is the road in front of you. But the road is slippery, it's pitch black dark, and there's someone trying to push you, cause you to slip. When you have all three factors, all three conditions working against you, you don't stand a chance. And this is what Yirmiyah says to Klal Yisrael is going to happen to you. You're going to fall. Ki avi aleim ra'ah, I'm going to bring upon you evil in the year, shnas pikud asam nam Hashem, the year is destined to be, v'noshanten v'aretz, 850 is the magic number. Really, it's 852, but Hashem brought the year, the goal is 2 years in advance. Why 2 years? Number one, a gematria can be off by one because of the koilel, like the morning koilel. you'll have to be off by one, so therefore it's really 851. In order that you should be out of the zone, you have to be off by two, 852. So therefore it should not be Vinay Shantem. Hashem did not want Vinay Shantem, so it's only going to be 850. Okay, let's see these three very difficult psukim. They're very powerful. There's a lot going on in these three psukim, starting with Pasuk in the Mitzvot Stav. Kimin off him, al yidei yideihem melei haaretz niyafiz zinus. It is through the false prophets, the earth is filled with niyuf viznus. He seems to translate this literally. There is actual gilui arayos. Kibibnei Allah bavur shua shav haba besibasam tishaches aretz. False oaths. People swear falsely. You understand something? It's not just a false oath. It means people are non-believers. It's a lot deeper than that. If you go and so big deal, you say a shua shav. You go to court, you swear to say the truth, the whole truth, so you swear falsely. The point is, you don't believe in anything. You don't believe in anything that comes out in every area of your life. It will dry up. The desert, that's not really the desert, it means the pasture land, the factories, the place where everything is being produced will dry up. The Yavshu Midure Hamidbar Mamakoy Miritz in the place where the sheep pasture. Mirutsasam. Everyone in society is running. They're running, running, running. Where are they running? They're running to do Averois. Mirutsasam Ma Shehem Ratsam Lasos Bizrizus. Where everyone is running with diligence. Who rak Lira the Loyalitaius. Only to do an Avera. Ugvurasam Tigvuras Halev Shev Shebohem. Their confidence, einena al davar nachon ve'emes. Their outlook in life, their confidence, what they put their faith in, is lokein, is not correct. They have a false. Their beliefs, their perspective in life is totally off mark. Pasuk Yud Aleph Navi, the Navi Shaker, Ze Navi Shaker, Koyein Ze Koyein Habal, the Koyhanim of the Avodah Zarah, Chonfu, Machnifim Libnei Adam. They tell people what they want to hear. They don't tell them the truth. The Einam Oimrim Ames Gam BeBeisi. Even in the Beis Hamikdash, they have erected idols. The Beis Hamikdash Matzasi Ra'asam Ki Chayu Mizabchem Sham. Le'elohim acherim. Okay, here he says something different. I told the title of another commentator. They worship, they offer sacrifices to idols. Darkom lohem pasuk gedeis return the loymar yuchshlu b'darkom. They're going to slip. K'mo halach b'afel b'mokim chalak. The person who walks in pitch black darkness on a slippery road, he's guaranteed to fall. Shehu noyach sheyim adu raglof, his feet will falter. He will slip. Yidachu yiyu nidachim v'mekaymam v'yiplu b'derech. Here he's translating in the past tense is that they will slip. They will fall. They will be pushed. They will fall from their place. Ki avi b'zeh yifarish reish hanegro loymar hamichshol yeh ki avi hara'a. I will bring upon them this very great tragedy. Pikud asam zichrein avosehem. I will remember their sins on the day of reckoning. L'shalem aleihem gemul, to give them what they deserve. Okay, let's now go to Rashi. Rashi pasuk lishri psukim. Rashi pasuk mibnei Allah shvua sheker avla. Avla means charva, destroyed. Mirutz asam, French word. Or Michal, what does this mean?
Word course. Now Rashi says two things. One is, you said before,
to run. Okay.
A course.
Okay. And then we have a new perish, ratzon, their will.
A course of action.
Ratzon, a desire.
A course you want to take.
So that's an entirely different interpretation. In fact, if you go back to the pasuk, vatahim mirutsa sam ra'ah, does not mean they're running, physically they're running through avarice. It means their desire. Mirutsa sam comes from the shoresh ratzon, their desire is only to do averos. Loikain. So we learned according to the mitzvah means it is incorrect. If you look in the mitzvah Sion, how he translates it again, nochoin ve'enes. Rashi seems to be saying something a little bit different, loy bedin. It's a similar idea. It is not correct. Gam Navi, gam Kayin, afilo elu shehakol lemedim mimenu. Even the Kayin and the Navi, those that everyone studies from, they are corrupt. The Navi and the Kayin, who everyone is coming to study under, is corrupt. Gam beisi matzasi ra'asam shehemidu demus behechol. They put an idol in the hechol and tamam nashe and aman. Pasuk beis. Now here we come to this word kechalak lakois, slippery. Eretz chalaka sheharegel mishalekes ba v'ha'adam noifel, a slippery piece of land where the foot slips and a person falls. Kechalak lakois bo afela kilshoin al kilshoin, a stumbling upon a stumbling. They're going to stumble doubly. Chalak lakois beor, when there's light, when it's daylight, midday yesh kishloin. Person will stumble. Why will he stumble? It's slippery. When it's icy outside, even though during 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to stumble, you're going to slip. Afela, when it's in the middle of the night and you can't see where you're walking, you're bound to stumble. Afela, beloya chalak lakois yesh kishlein. So alachas kam v'kama, when you have the two together, when it's chalak lakois and it's afela, you're certainly going to stumble.
Malcolm explains the word afela, meaning you have fog, moist in the air, so even if you try to light a match, if you try to hold a fire, the humidity in the air would put out the fire.
Wow.
Well, it wouldn't hold the fire. That's why by Choshech HaFeilo, that's on that bus.
A Choshech, the thick darkness.
Choshech HaFeilo means it's so humid, and so, there's a palpable wetness in the air, you couldn't even light a match.
So HaFeilo means humidity?
He says it's dark, it's super darkness, like when you get a fog, you get some rolling fog, and it really gets dark, you can't see a foot in front of you. So that's what he says.
Thick, okay.
But that's what he says.
Okay, okay. But that's not the divine interpretation, because we also say it was so, that the darkness was so thick that people couldn't move.
Right, but that's how he interprets it. He says it's really humidity in the air is so thick that you won't hold a fire.
Okay, let's see the Radak. Pasuk Yud Kimin Afim Eich Yuchul Liyapos Mehem Asehem. How could the people possibly improve themselves? Hehine Min Afim Ola Aretz. The earth is filled with adulterers. V'oid Kim Mibnei Ola Ovla Aretz Mibnei Shavuos Hashaker Nishchas Aretz. The same thing as the Mitzudas and Rashi. Oaths. Elu Shtei Haros Chaim Beroiv Anshe Aretz. So here he's coming to point out these are the two primary sins. There is a sin of a false oath and a sin of niyuf. Now it would seem that this refers to Ben Adam Lachaveroi and Ben Adam Lamokoim. If you want to summarize all of the sins Ben Adam Lamokoim, it's a false oath. Shvua Sheker. If you don't believe in God, if you're willing to go and say, I swear so-and-so, I swear this in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't really believe, that says it all. That is the catch-all. There is nothing between Adam Lamokin. Ne'uf, if a man is willing to go and have a relationship with his friend's wife, that says it all. There's nothing, there's no hope, it's a catch-all, there's no Yirah Shemayim for Ben Adam Lachaveroi. So these two are the catch-all societies ultimately corrupt. How then can the Nevi HaShekher go and fool them? If the people know themselves, good and well, they are thoroughly corrupt. In Adam Lamaka Benam Lachavero, so the people that are so foolish to say, listen to the Nevi HaShekher, that everything is going to be fine and good, it's not going to be fine and good. They see with their own eyes. Everyone sees with their own eyes that the majority of Eretz Yisrael is being destroyed. Everyone saw already there was the Golos of the Aseret Hashvatim. There's a siege. Everyone sees everything is going downhill. It's all coming to an end. So here it appears that according to the Radak, he's coming to criticize not just the prophets. Here in this Pasuk, according to the Radak, you get a sense that Yirmi is coming to criticize the people. You have no one to blame but yourselves. Don't go and play the blame game. It's very popular today. When things don't go well, so you look for someone to blame. Who is responsible? My pre-1A Mora. She did not smile at me the way she should have, and therefore she took away a candy from me one day, and from that it was all downhill. I became a serial killer and drug addict. What?
Bush is at fault.
What?
Bush is at fault.
Bush is at fault. All the problems of the world. She blamed George Washington already. All goes downhill. So he's saying, you don't blame anyone. You have no one to blame but yourself. The pasture of the desert. The place where the animals pasture. So the Radak is learning like Mitzudos, the first parish of Rashi. There everyone is running. You don't see anyone running to shul. You don't see anyone running to the Beis Medrash. People are running to the theaters. They're running who knows where. Ella lera ugrasam lekein v'chein gurasam ena ledvar emes. Their gevura is not for emes. Their gevura is for shaker. Kein perush emes. Where pein kein means emes. Kemo kein benoyis slavcha dayrais. Shahayil chem lezgabriel al neviyah shaker. He's coming to complain to the people of Israel that have prevailed. The hamoinam should have prevailed upon the neviyah shaker ulemonam and to prevent them milasaper chalimosam their dreams v'divrei shikrehem and their lies. And instead, what do they do? Just the opposite. They silence the Nevi'e Emes. And who was the Roshan? Yirmiyah. Do not prophesy the name of Hashem, do not die in our hands. Period. The Yoinus son Tirgim, here's where Rashi got his second interpretation that means Rotzain, Merut Sasam Inyan Rotzain, Brin Tirgim, Aval Damaskain, Beruus Nafshon Bishusa. They have become great in the Ruus Nafshahoin. So you see here how he translates over here the word Merut Sasam, Beruus Nafshoin, the will of their neshama. The will of their neshama is what we say in Hebrew, ratzoin. Bishusa, sins. They desire to do with their will, ra'ah. Bishusa is the translation of the word ra'ah. And therefore Hashem says, Tesi alehoin, I will bring upon them punishment. He just translated the words of the pasuk, vigivorehon lo yatzlichun. And no, he's translated a little bit differently over here, that their mighty ones will not be successful. You see, he indeed is translating the pasuk Leichain different than both Rashi and than everyone else. He translates Ugvurasam, their mighty warriors, Lochain will not be successful. They'll try to do whatever they want to prevent them to prevent what's happening. It's not going to work. Okay, next pasuk, Gidalki, Gam Lavi, Gam Koin Chonefu. The word chonefu is to be read with a tsere under the nun, not chonefu. Chonefu, the gizras poel, in the shirish of the word chonef, uperish navukoin kitargumoy, and it means like the targum is referring over here, aray, because af sofar, af kohen, the scribe, and the kohen, ritzon loimar. So far, Mazir Ha'am, the one that the scribe that warns the people, Ki Nevuah Inyan Dibur, Nevuah is an expression of speech. V'yesh mehem dibur ruach kodesh, v'yesh mehem dibur ruach teruach sheker. Kedivrei nevi'ah sheker. Okay, just to me, the kohen here refers to the kohen. The navi over here refers to the navi sheker, and the navi over here is the one that is speaking, the one that is the navi sheker. V'chein nazram midaber lochem lufidai lufidai to dvarim lahasiram. And over here, he's warning the people. Midaber lohem lufi daito dvarim lahazim. He's telling the people to stay away from them. The koyein hu meakohane halavim kmo shenemar gam bebesi motzasi rasam, which is referring to the koyhanim. The koyhanim of the base hamigdash were corrupt. The koyhanim halavim I found among them they were evil. Chanefu inin resha. They are flatterers, they're wicked, mm-hmm. And they show favoritism. They steal their ways, they mislead them, they cause them to go on the wrong path. They would worship idols. Just like a slippery road, shetimat regel ahelich bohem, the foot of a person who travels upon it falters, slips. Kol shekin, how much more so? Kishati afelu, when it's pretty bad, black dark. Shlo yire ona yismach lo ona yelich, where to go walk. So yidchu v'naflu ba, they will be pushed and fall upon it. Ki ilu yidchu oisam doichem me acherim. Someone's going to push them from behind. Someone will push them from behind. Ki al kalpanim yiblu ba, they're going to fall no matter what. Ul roiv mihiros anefila zocha ba shalosh sibos. Now notice, this is not what Rashi and the Mitzuda says. Rashi and the Mitzuda only said two. Rashi only said there's going to be the chalaklakos and wafela, and then it says yidachu, they're going to be pushed and they're going to fall. He's emphasizing, you know, the word yidachu is also part of the emphasis of falling. Zohar b'sholosh sibos, it's a course. Chalkos haderech, it's slippery. Number two, v'hu afela, darkness. V'hadichian, being pushed. Yidchu mele. Then in this grammar, yidchu, the word should be yidachu. It's mele el. It's not mele ra. It's not yidachu. It's yidachu. Mele el shloi keminag. Normally, normally it's milara, it's under the lamid. Nechei halamid. I'm not sure what nechei means, but over here it means that it should be milael. It should normally be milael. So I guess when the fact that it's going to be milael, not milara, I guess then nechei means the ches. When the ches is the last letter of the poal, the lamed of the poal, then it should really be milara. But the reason we hear why it's milel, it seems because this is an active form of the word. It's not a result. It's not a passive form of the word.
What's the indicator that it's
milael? Look the trop. Look at the tipcha. Underneath the dalid, there is a tipcha.
Because it isn't marked.
Underneath the dalet, there is the tipcha, right?
You don't say the usual.
That's the usual. The trub usually is what indicates it's milel milara. That's usually what it is, unless you have a meseg. The mesegs are very rare. But not that they're common, the meseg. So here we have over here, yidachu. And I think what he means is with the fact that he's coming to support his opinion. Because according to the Parish of Rashi and the Mitzudas, it appears that the word yidachu is the same, is just a repetition, a synonym for the word naflu. They're going to fall. You're gonna be pushed, and you're gonna slip. You'll be pushed down there. Who's gonna push you? No one's gonna push you. You're gonna push yourself. When you slip on the ice, or you trip on something in the middle of the night, some mail will be like someone pushed you, and you're gonna fall down. According to Rashi and the Mesulis, it appears that the word yidachu v'nafalu are two and the same. The two words doing the same thing, you're going to fall down. But according to the Radak, no. The word yidachu is not part of v'nafalu. V'nafalu va means you're gonna fall. How are you gonna get there? Three ways. You're gonna slip. It's gonna be pitch black dark, you're going to trip, and someone's going to push you. Who's going to push you? Someone. Maybe you push yourself, but someone's going to push you. And the proof that the word yidachu is not mean an observation, a result, is if it really would be a result of falling, it should say yidachu. It should be milera, not milael. The emphasis should be on the end of the word, not on the beginning of the word, like it normally is. When you have a shoresh, these three letters, and the ches is the last letter, the Radak says that's the normal rule. I don't know these rules, but that's what he says the normal rule is. The poal pei ayin lamed, and the last letter of the lamed is going to be a ches, you would have at the end. And the fact that it's not doing it over here, it shows that the word is being used in a different form. And it's telling us someone's going to push you. Three things are going to happen because of your sins on the day of reckoning. Let's finish up. You're going to fall again, and that's the end of the pasuk. Okay, we'll stop over here. We're up to a new section, pasuk Yud Gimel.